Okay, we're on to Friday and we're still thinking of different parts of the body. Today is our mouth and especially our tongue that I want to think about. In our society, it's an offence to stick out your tongue. But out in Tibet, that very thing is a greeting. Before the All Blacks play rugby, they perform a Maori war dance called the haka. And part of that dance is they stick out their tongue. And by doing so, they're trying to, and they intend to intimidate their enemy, the other team they're playing. I want us to think of the use of our mouth and our tongue for speaking, for words, because words are powerful. An image from the Bible is of a great ship under full sail, driven by a mighty wind. Yet you can change the course of that boat by using a small bit of wood called a rudder. Words are like that, small but powerful. In 1863, on a battlefield near Gettysburg, Abraham Lincoln spoke just 272 words, which molded and made the United States of America. Words are powerful. Words are important. We use them to communicate to each other, to tell others what's real, what's important, what's pressing for attention. There are many different words, names given to Jesus Christ, and the one that's used to describe him is, he is the Word. How often we've heard it said to us, show us what your God is like. And we can reply to that question as is, look at and listen to Jesus Christ. Because he shows us the great character. He shows us the far-reaching intentions, the noble purposes, the supreme love of God. He tells us of a solemn and serious truths we need to hold tight. He speaks about our immortal souls. He speaks about our destiny in eternity. He tells us and speaks about our need to make preparation to be with him. He demonstrates a quality of love and care that goes way ahead of any words or examples we gather. He displays a compassion for those who are lost and in need of help, which boils up from deep within his being. Words. We indeed are responsible for words we use and what we say. We often think that many of our words fall away when we speak them. Nobody catches them, nobody gathers them, nobody marks up what we're saying. They fall, they're forgotten. But we need to take care, because every idle word we speak, we will have to give an account of each of them to the Lord. Words are important. Have a good day.